I've got to ask you something. Marry me?
Yes. We're just meant to drop everything and fly to Darwin.
It's important to Lauren.
I always imagined getting married back home in Darwin. What are we talking? Are we talking tribal dance, didgeridoos, face paint?
Mum!
Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews podcast. I am your host Matthew Perkovich and this is episode number 208. Out this week in Australian cinemas is Top End Wedding, a romantic comedy that stars Miranda Tapsell as a bride-to-be who puts her nuptials on hold to track down her mother who has gone AWOL in the far north end of Australia. A funny and incredibly moving Australian comedy, Top End Wedding is poised to be a hit with Australian audiences looking for a heartfelt feel-good time at the cinema. My guest on Matt's Movie Reviews podcast is Top End Wedding director Wayne Blair, who I spoke to a couple of weeks ago. Here is our conversation. So this was a story that was written by Miranda Tapsell, Joshua Tyler. How did it come your way? Was this a thing where you and Miranda had a working relationship before with the Sapphires and she sent it to you first for you to have a look at?
Yeah, no, Kylie Dufresne, a producer of a lot of my short films and, of course, one of the producers of the Sapphires with Rosemary Blight, emailed me and said, I want you to read the story, please, that Miranda and Josh have written. I read it. I respectfully passed on it. And 6 months later, it came back again, or I think 12 months later. And I went, you know what? I read it with my friend and they worked on it a little bit. And I was like, I think I like this story. I like this story because of the, you know, it was Miranda and Josh. I knew both of them quite well. I liked it because it was just about these two people get married or wanting to get married and going through some different issues at the same time. So I went, yeah, you know what I mean? And especially with the Indigenous character as well, you know, so, you know, asking questions about yourself, you know, asking questions about your own identity at a certain place and time in your life. And I went, yeah, bloody like that. I'd love to share that to the world. And that was it.
The thing that I really liked about the movie is that it seemed to me throughout watching it that it was a film in transition. It kind of starts off with your rom-com kind of thing, but then it transitions into this film about culture, tradition, blood and family. How important was it to all of you guys to make sure that those elements really resonate strongly through the film? Because I can say to you that in the screening that I was at, a lot of people really felt that.
Yeah, look, I absolutely love that side of it. It was very important to me. I really enjoyed it. I think it was, you know, that was the key for me. Having those things. They're part of it because, you know, talking to Miranda and Josh, they didn't really sort of go that way at the start. And I sort of thought, you know, like I just a friendly reminder to them both that the heart of this story is that sort of where it sort of lands in the last 40 minutes or the last 20 minutes even. And, you know, I just sort of went, you know, this is what we can not take advantage of, but, you know, this is what we want to share with the world, I suppose. You know, this means something. And if they knew that this meant something to them while they were writing, I said, if it means something to you, then hopefully it'll mean something to other mobs, you know. So, let's bloody go this way, you know. So that was it. But everyone sort of was going that way anyway. It's just I was basically giving them a friendly reminder of what they were trying to say.
Speaking of sharing something with the world, you got really great location shots in here. You got places in the Northern Territory that I think a lot of people in Australia, even outside of Australia, would not know about or have seen before. When you're dealing with so many different locations, I mean, this movie goes from South Australia all the way to Darwin, all across the Northern Territory. When it comes to the logistics of filming all these things on such a tight kind of schedule, how important is kind of like pre-production in making sure you got everything in a row, everything ready to go, so when it comes to filming, you're there, you're ready, and you can get your shots?
Look, pre-production's the most important, especially for a film like this. We were going, you know, from Adelaide, travelling up to Darwin, then going to, traditional owners' countries, you know, six of them. So, you know, and to do that in 30 days is quite ambitious. And to take a team and a cast with you, because it's not a small cast, it's not like two people in the, you know, back of a hotel room up in Darwin. Mm. There's about 10, you know, and there's, you know, so because a lot of supporting cast, they get one or two scenes. But, you know, it was full on. But we went up to people's, we went to a lot of the Indigenous community. you know, you sit down and just listen, and you just talk about life and who you are, and they respond to that, and then you have another trip later, you got to pay, you know, go back there and do it again, and then you sort of explain to them about the film and what you would like to do. So the preparation for this film was paramount. It was the biggest thing ever, I think. It's a small, independent Australian film. But, geez, we went to the lengths to get it right, so, and to do it the right way. And when you go, as I said, when you go on people's land, you just can't waltz in there. And you just, you know, out of respect, you say, hey, we're going to bring a few people this way, but they're all good people, and we're going to try to tell a story that we can share with this country. And then they sort of go, yep. They can sort of tell to what type of person you are, and then you get allowed to go on there, and then we've got to shoot the thing and make sure Miranda and Gwilym act good.
Miranda is really kind of come into her own as one of Australia's favourite kind of actresses. The first time a lot of us saw her was in The Sapphires. In this film, she really shows different sides to her personality. You've got this bubbly, kind of energetic presence, but also an actress of some real, real depth there, which really helps, especially in those last 40 minutes that you mentioned in this movie. I was really curious, Wayne. I don't think I've heard this story before. When did you first come across Miranda? Was it for casting in The Sapphires, or did you know of her beforehand?
No, I got invited out to speak at night at some of the new students coming through 1 year. And, like, by Kevin Jackson, who was head of acting at NIDA at the time. And I waltzed in there, and I met up with this young girl from Darwin. That was Miranda Tapsell. She was so... And so I met her at the rooms at NIDA. So that was when I first met her, like probably back in 2008, you know, 2007. And, met Miranda Tapsell. And we began a friendship, and then she graduated, and then I did a education show. You know those education shows that go to schools? And
yep.
They're basically, you know, with three actors. And I directed her in a small education show. As soon as she graduated from NIDA, I got her in the show. I think she, you know, and then I saw her in The Sapphires. And, you know, in all honesty, when we were casting The Sapphires, she wasn't first on the list for that role, because usually you've got an idea of who you might like.
Yep.
But she wasn't on the list. But she did this audition that was like, boom. And I was like, oh, my Lord. Actually, could she do it? We talked to each other. This girl could do it. So, you know, it started out at Belshire at NIDA, then Bell Shakespeare, and then auditioned that she blew everyone away with from The Sapphires.
Miranda has really shown a love of romantic comedies during the press for this movie. That love of rom-coms, is that something you share as well, Wayne, or did you have to get a real crash course in the genre by Miranda?
Look, I like all kinds of films. I mean, I love VT, The Goonies, Karate Kid. I suppose some sort of form of rom-com, but sort of American teenage angst, you know, with Breakfast Club, things like that, you know. I grew up in that sort of type of stuff. In Rockhampton in the early 80s. So maybe not a rom-com as such, but definitely that sort of sensibility where you know, there's two people or four people in a film that sort of, or two different couples that there's an edge of attraction or something. But no, not really. But in my, you know, I just like comedies as well. I suppose those films have moments of comedic flair and all that. So I was a bit of more of a dramedy person. This one, you know, with The Sapphires, I suppose, is a little rom-com in a sense with a bit of soul music thrown in. So, yeah, I'm sort of liking that genre, to be honest.
For a romantic comedy, you need two to tango. You have Miranda, and then you have Gwilym Lee, who plays the role of Ned. So this is really interesting casting. How did Gwilym come about to be the guy that you have in this movie to play alongside Miranda?
He was in London, and Gwilym did a small screen test, and he responded to it well, and it just so happened that Miranda was going to be in London with her fiancé at the time, James, and we just sort of said, hey, Miranda, can you get in and see Gwilym? And she said, yep. She went and saw Gwilym in London, and we got their chemistry test back, and it was like magnificent. It was like really brilliant, and it was sort of like, whoa, this guy is sort of like similar to Miranda's chemistry test in The Sapphires, to be honest. And I was like, this guy could do the role. I was like, yep. And he said, wait up, he just did Bohemian Rhapsody with Rami Malek. Is he going to come to Australia? and he was like, yep, I'd love to come to Australia. We said, let's get him. That was it.
Top Man Wedding had its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. I find it really interesting lately, talking to a lot of Australian filmmakers. The norm back in the day used to be release it local and then test the international markets, especially America. But I find lately a lot of Australian filmmakers are doing the opposite. They're going to the States, they're testing over there, running in the festivals over there. This trend, this new kind of transition in regards to Australian filmmakers testing their movies overseas first, do you think this is going to be the norm for a lot of movies going forward? And what was the Sundance experience like for you?
It's just the norm. I think this country, especially, like, the way it's going, like, I mean, not, you know, like, I mean, the way the world's going, excuse me, with Netflix and online platforms, right? So I think in this country, When you sort of go to Sundance and it gets a little bit of press and has a really nice screen over there, and there was five other Australian films, that's great press. So when we bring it back here, the film has momentum already. And when you're fighting these other, or working with, let's say, these other platforms that you can film, you know, screen films on, having that little bit of success overseas is great because it gains momentum here in this country.
Well, that's...
Will that happen? Well, is that the way to go? I'm not too sure, because that's what I've done with Sapphires and this film. And I suppose other examples of, you know, Samson and Delilah in Cannes, or Animal Kingdom in Sundance, or Wish You Were Here in Sundance. They the films get a little spark, or The Nightingale in Venice.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got really good reviews from its run in Sundance, and I think it's going to get excellent reviews here as well. I can't wait for people to see it. It comes out May 2nd. Wayne Blair, huge fan of your work. I love Top End Wedding. I thank you very much for joining me today, and best of luck with the film's release in Australia.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.